Welcome to the Zen on Deck podcast, everyone. I'm your host, JR, and I'm trying to find some inner peace on my deck right now with my dogs, enjoying some Tito's. This is the first episode of my podcast, and it's going to be mainly just an introduction of myself and what I hope this turns into. And so let me just get going and start right off with introducing who I am. So a little background on me. I'm a textbook overthinker. You know, I have the mindset of everything being very black and white. You know, I have troubles doing things, or starting things, I should say, because in my mind, everything has to be just right before I can even get starting on something, whether that's, you know, doing a house project or, you know, even stuff at work. So, you know, I've been thinking about doing a podcast for so many years on a variety of different topics, and I just, you know, never get around to it because in my head, I have to know what the end looks like in order to even get started. And, you know, I bought this microphone, that I'm using for the first time today, probably like 4 or 5 years ago. Because I, like I said, I wanted to, you know, try something like this. And, you know, it took so long for me to do that. So, you know, that kind of overthinking that I just mentioned has really ramped up lately. 'Cause I'm soon to be a first time dad. My wife is due to give birth in the next couple months, and it's something that I'm really excited about, but has left me conflicted with some other things. You know, really thinking about, you know, what type of father I want to be, what type of role model I am currently, and how I can improve that. And, you know, like I said, I just want to be someone that my, you know, son can be proud of, that he looks up to. And so I've been looking at or thinking about a variety of ways and how I can improve myself. And, you know, there's been a lot of things that I've been working on, but for me, I feel like my biggest thing is kind of getting over where I am in life and trying to, you know, build a better future for myself. You know, specifically just thinking about this podcast that I'm doing, and, you know, there's how many, probably millions of podcasts out there. You know, this is probably just gonna go out there. Nobody's gonna hear it, but, you know, at the very least, this is something that, you know, maybe my son and other future children can look back on and maybe just feel like they have a way to get to know their father better. Maybe understand a little bit about, you know, I guess how my brain works, and, you know, feel like they can, you know, maybe have a better connection with me or a better understanding at the very least. One of the big things right now for myself is just feeling trapped, primarily in my career. And, you know, I have a good job, has amazing, you know, opportunities and the ability to kind of build my own business and really, you know, build the life that I want to with it. And I just can't get myself to, you know, to feel good about it. You know, right now, if I look at the rest of my life, you know, things are going great. You know, I feel like the pregnancy to my wife has really brought us closer together. I'm so excited to be a father for the first time. You know, we feel good financially right now. But just something is missing. And a lot of that kind of stress that I guess I feel, you know, I don't have that towards my family situation. I don't have that towards, you know, being a father. I'm, like I mentioned, I'm really excited about that. But I just can't get over this idea that my career is just not the right thing for me. And it feels very, I don't know if elitist is the right word to say that, because like I mentioned, it's a good career, good income, you know, amazing, you know, future opportunities as well. It just, man, it drains me. It's just not right for me. And I'm kind of at the point where, especially now with having, you know, a baby on the way, it's not something that I feel like I can get out of and explore other opportunities. Sorry about that. I had to take a quick sip of Tito's there. And you know, I think back on, you know, how I got here, and obviously, you know, I think there's so much pressure to put kids into the college system. You know, if you don't go to college, there's this overwhelming feeling of, you know, that you're a failure. But then you go there and you're 18, you know, years old, and you're tasked with just coming up with, or making a decision on what you think you're going to want to do for the rest of your life. You have no real world experience whatsoever, you know, and you just kind of go with how you're feeling in the moment. And I was a very, very much in the mindset of, you know, utilizing college as an investment. You know, I wanted to make sure that whatever path I took in college was going to lead me to a career that would, you know, support me, you know, my family, like I said, my future children. But now I'm looking back on it, and it did all those things, but I'm miserable. And it's just, you know, the hindsight is obviously, you can look back and say, well, I should have done this, should have done that, but that doesn't really help you in the here and now. And I don't even know what I would want to do if I did make a move. And I'll get into this later, but I think that's one of the main reasons that I'm, you know, doing this right now, is not only to kind of get some thoughts out there, you know, out of my head, but also maybe explore my interests and see if there's a way to make something else work. And, you know, I'm incredibly fortunate that my wife is very supportive and understanding. She has a great job as well that, you know, same thing. She went to college, picked something that she thought she might like, and she did like it. And so she's very happy with her career, and she also earns a good living, an income for us. But, you know, I guess that's kind of the catch-22 of it all, I guess, if you want to say that, is that, you know, it does work for some people. And I just think for myself, I went in there without really having a plan, and not maybe knowing myself well enough to decide what that career should be. And, you know, the contrast to all of this is, So I recently had a similar position with a different company about 2 years ago. Decided I was going to quit, and I had a non-compete clause, and that was for a year. And so I really, you know, took time off and kind of explored. I shouldn't even say explored, because that's not a great way to say it, because I feel like, kind of going back to what I was saying before, trying to make sure everything's perfect, I don't really think I took full advantage of that opportunity, but I did learn a lot about myself. And during that time that I was off, you know, I did some odd jobs, you know, worked part-time at a couple different places. But, you know, the main thing I remember from all of that is the feeling of relief, I should say, of not having to go to this type of, you know, job every day that I hate. And kind of all that anxiety, just like stress and unhappiness went away. And I was in a much better mood. Kind of just had like a sense of relief, like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. You know, having said that, I didn't take full advantage of the opportunity. And, you know, I found out my wife was pregnant. And I shouldn't say found out. I mean, we were obviously trying. And so, but once she was, you know, I really had that kind of moment where, you know, I kind of went back and said, oh, things will be different, you know, maybe different company, not, you know, maybe just learning and ready to get back into it. But now, you know, having been in this new company for about 7-8 months now, all those old feelings are starting to return. And I will say the company that I'm with now is great, far better than the company that I was at previously, which, you know, the main reason that I left the previous company was just unhappy with just kind of the whole, I guess, management of the company. And now, you know, at my new firm, like I said, they're absolutely great. They really take care of their employees, tremendous support, and, you know, they're great. But I'm still having those same feelings. And so it's even now further crystallized, I guess, that, you know, maybe this isn't. You know, maybe it wasn't all the other companies that I worked at. You know, maybe it really was that this is just not what I want to do. And I'm not going to get too much into the weeds of my current, you know, what I do and, you know, who I work for. You know, I'm going to get into this a little bit later as well. But I want to remain, you know, anonymous for the most part, because I'm not here to, you know, get famous. I'm not here to, you know, get my name out there. I'm really just here to get my thoughts out and try to figure out what I can do to improve my life. But kind of circling back to, you know, being a dad, or at least, you know, in the next couple of months, you know, I don't want my son, you know, to see me in a job that he hates. I don't want to see his dad being miserable every day and kind of feeling, I guess, I don't want to say hopeless, because there's a lot of things outside work, but, you know, you do spend a lot of time there, right? And it has a major effect on your mood. And I will say I have fears that I'm going to bring that home. And he's not going to see maybe who his dad really is because of how he feels about how he spends his days. And, you know, I think, you know, going back a little bit to, you know, maybe feeling trapped or not taking full advantage of that time off that I had when I was in between jobs is, you know, I just have this fear of taking risks, especially if it's going to impact my, you know, my family financially. You know, I feel like I play it safe, and I just have a fear of failing. And I think that leads into, you know, why I have to have everything just right before I start something is because I don't want to be, you know, that failure. That's something that I've dealt with my whole life. I don't know where it comes from. I had very supportive parents, and, you know, I've always been harder on myself than anyone else. Like I said, everyone's been very supportive of me. My wife is very supportive of me, but, I just have something that kind of limits my mental ability, or at least, you know, I don't know if you want to call it mental health or whatever, but it limits my ability to, I think, accomplish what I'm capable of. And, you know, from time to time, I get into these really kind of major depressive episodes that last, you know, weeks. And that's not something that I dealt with when I had that time off. You know, I had it at the other firms that I worked for, and it always kind of felt like this thing where it's like, oh, you know, it's from this opportunity isn't quite right. Let me go to the next one. It's going to be better there. You know, okay, this one's kind of grown tiresome. It's not working out just right. Let me try the next one, and so on. And, I shouldn't really say four on. I guess I've been with four firms, you know, right? I'm at the fourth one right now. And, you know, it's been the same at each place. You know, even though I think a lot of the places that I worked at, very good opportunities, very good structure, very good, you know, support, and, you know, all of that. You know, they're great people, at least, you know, probably two, three of the four. But yeah, just, it gets to the point where it's draining, and I just don't know what the route out of that is. And it seems like it's making a career change. I've always wanted to, you know, work for myself, have my own business, and I have that now with my current career. But it's not, I guess it's just not the right thing. You know, it's not the right career. And so that's what I'm I guess, you know, what I'm hoping to get out of this, being able to explore my interests, and hopefully, you know, that leads to me finding the things that I'm passionate about that I can, you know, maybe turn into a career. I would say, you know, maybe people value what I'm saying, and maybe this turns into something. I don't have high hopes for that. I'd be surprised if anyone actually listens to this. So that's, you know, I guess that's a little bit about me and where I'm at currently. Let me kind of switch gears here and talk a little bit about, you know, what I'm hoping this show to be. I know I talked about, you know, a couple of things I'm hoping to get out of it, but maybe just dive a little deeper into what to expect going forward. I guess first I'll talk about, you know, where the name comes from. So Zen on Deck. I'm trying to find my Zen right now with my career and, you know, how that impacts my, you know, my personal life. And so right now I am recording this from my deck in northern Minnesota, looking out into the woods here. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, but there are, you know, some birds chirping, woodpeckers out, and a little windy today, so maybe you'll pick that up, but I don't know, maybe you'll find it calming as well. I certainly do, and that's why I'm out here. You know, I try to get out here quite a bit and just, you know, look into the woods, be outside, and kind of get the calming peace from nature. So that's where the name of the show comes from. While I'm doing this, I probably will enjoy some adult beverages. So, like I said, I do have my Tito's. So there's some dead air. It's probably because I'm taking a sip like right now. But I want to explore a variety of topics that I find interesting. And so that could be things like history, psychology, sports, you know, economics, news, maybe a little bit of politics. I don't know. The current way things are going, it seems like politics are kind of interwoven into everything nowadays, which I think is unfortunate, but probably do some random rantings. And I think it'd be very cool to get to the point where maybe I can interview some interesting people that are living out their dreams, to find inspiration into, you know, how I can maybe go about doing that same thing. I really enjoy deep diving on topics, and learning as much as I can about, you know, those topics. So the hope would be is that by doing that, you know, maybe you, the listener, if there are any out there, will, you know, find that interesting as well. And maybe insightful, thoughtful, I don't know, maybe just funny. You know, one of the things is, you know, like I said, I do enjoy a variety of interests and hobbies. But I find that I get bored with them, you know, after some time, and I'll stop, you know, some time will go, maybe I'll pick them back up. And, you know, I think for me, it's really about consistency. And when I think about, you know, my hobbies, it's certainly that way. Even probably, you know, at work, it's probably just a big part of it is being consistent with, you know, doing the things I need to do to be successful. I think the main thing, you know, at work is just not finding it enjoyable or interesting. And so, yeah, that's kind of how, you know, I jump from topic to topic. And, yeah, just kind of get over it after a while and then move on to the next thing. You know, one thing that I want to make sure that everyone, I say everyone, like anyone's going to actually listen to this, is, so, let me back up. So the one thing that I want to make sure the people that do maybe listen eventually know is that I'm always going to be true and authentic to myself. You know, that's one of the main reasons for this is I want to be more open. I want to get to know myself better. And so I'm just going to be as authentic and genuine as I can be. You know, it's something that I wish I could be more of in my current, you know, current, that's not the right way to say it, but in my real life, I guess, as opposed to just some guy rambling on a podcast that no one's going to listen to. But, you know, I'm going to be genuine and authentic. I'm going to hope to not be any of these, like, clickbaity, you know, online personalities that you see is, you know, that are online that just try to, I guess, get clicks and views through outrage or controversial topics, or I shouldn't say controversial topics, because obviously if a topic is controversial, it deserves to be discussed, but, you know, not in a way that's overly dramatic or insightful, I guess. You know, that's one thing that I really do pride myself on, is I try to be as rational as I can about everything. Try not to jump to conclusions. Going back to, you know, having to have all the information first before I do something, I feel the same way when I'm discussing anything. So that's kind of, you know, one thing that I want to make sure that I'm upfront about. Also, like I mentioned earlier, you know, I'm not using my real name. And I won't divulge a lot of specific, you know, information about myself. As I mentioned, you know, I do have a career in business that probably isn't going to approve of everything that I'm going to say or talk about. Obviously, I just talked about how I don't think my job is right. So, yeah, not wanting them to know that, because I am, you know, I do have a kid and a family to think about coming up here. So, yeah, so I'm going to be open and honest about, you know, my thoughts, my feelings, authentic in that sense. But I do want to, you know, keep my anonymity, if I said that right. You know, I mentioned this earlier, but I'm not doing this to be famous, which is not even probably a remote possibility from doing this. But, you know, I keep going back to this, but I just want to explore who I am and just get some of these internal thoughts, you know, out of my head and just into the ether of the internet. And, you know, hopefully by doing that, that can kind of kick out some of the stuff that I'm, you know, dwelling on, just get it out of my head and put it out there, and I guess see what happens. You know what? Another thing is, I just want to create something that I can be proud of. And like I said, if it's something that any listeners that find this enjoy, well, then that's just a bonus. And like I said, too, you know, eventually one day, if this hangs around out there, you know, my kids can maybe have a better idea of who their dad was, you know, how his thought process worked, and maybe, I don't know, learn some lessons, you know, that I didn't have a chance to teach them. So, yeah, that's just a little bit about what I guess what I'm trying to do here. So yeah, that's about everything I wanted to cover here in this introduction, you know, the first episode. I truly appreciate anyone that actually found this podcast and actually listened till the end here. Like I said, I'm really trying to step outside my comfort zone and just be as open and as authentic as I can possibly be. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you found it at least maybe a little interesting, and maybe you'll follow back up. If it's like anything else, I don't know, with my life, maybe I'll do 4 episodes and then just be done with it. I don't know. But once again, thank you for sticking here with me till the end, and look forward to, I guess, my first real episode. So thanks again. Appreciate it. God bless. And hope everyone out there has a truly great day. All right. Thanks, everyone.